Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Today we're going to have a lot of fun. Today's topic is around town.
And the title of our lesson is tax time. Tax time. Hey Marie, do you like this time of year?
Oh no! Peter, I need to do my taxes. This is the most stressful time of the year.
Well, I hope you can get your taxes done on time. And friends, right now it's time for our Read It. Marie will help you.
Susie is unhappy. Today is tax day, and she might not finish her tax form. Rob's accountant is very good. He can help Susie. Linda has a lot of receipts on her desk. She is working on her income tax. Taylor asks Linda for today's schedule. Linda finds something, but it's not the schedule. It's a list of expenses.
Well, Susie is unhappy, and Marie is not happy either.
No, I'm not. Taxes! Ugh, this happens every single year.
Friends, taxes are like homework that you have to do, and you need to turn it in.
And don't be late either.
We'll talk more about that today, and of course, we'll learn English along the way, too. But first, let's look at those key words with our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 今天 Susie 不太开心。Susie is unhappy. 形容词 unhappy 就是不开心、不高兴的。为什么呢？因为今天是报税的日子。Today is tax day. 名词 tax 就是税。Susie 觉得自己恐怕没有办法填完报税单。She might not finish her tax form. 名词 form 就是表格。Linda 桌上有好多收据 ,receipt. Linda has a lot of receipts on her desk. 收据 ,receipt 这个字的 P 不发音。原来 Linda 正在填写所得税的表格。Linda is finishing her income tax form.名词 income 就是收入，所以 income tax 就是所得税。Taylor 向 Linda 要今天的 schedule， 结果 Linda 在忙乱中拿错了，她拿成了差旅费清单。It's a list of Linda's travel expenses。名词 list 就是清单。
Good morning, Susie. Are you okay?
No, Rob.I'm pretty unhappy.
What's wrong?
Today is tax day, and I might not finish my tax form.
You still have 12 hours.
Only 12 hours? I need 12 days.
Don't worry. My accountant is very good. If you have any questions, he'll help you.
Rob says, good morning. That is a nice thing to say. Good morning, Marie.
Thank you. Good morning. Hey, Peter, let's review all the greetings like the one we just said.
Okay, well, in the morning you say good morning. In the afternoon you say good afternoon.
That's right. And in the evening you would say good evening.
And right before you go to sleep, you say good night.
Well, Rob is okay, but is Susie okay this morning?
Well, no, she isn't, Marie. She is not okay. She is pretty unhappy.
Unhappy? Well, I know the word what happy means. I am happy when I see my cat after a long day of work. I am happy when I'm with my friends.
No, Marie, this word starts with unhappy.
Oh, unhappy. Okay, I am unhappy when I don't see my cat for a long time. And I am unhappy when I can't see my friends.
That's right. Very good, Marie. That was a good job explaining.
But now I am unhappy.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'll finish teaching it then. When we put un in front of some words, it makes them mean the opposite. Kind, unkind. Able, unable. Happy, unhappy.
Thanks, Peter. And friends, now it's time to go to Christina. That will make me happy again.
Susie 说她今天挺不开心的 I'm pretty unhappy. 可能很多人都学过 pretty 是漂亮的意思。你可以说 Jennifer is a pretty girl. 或者是 your new dress is pretty.所以 pretty 在这里就是当形容词用，主要用来形容女生、小孩或者是物品很漂亮、秀气、可爱。但是 Susie 说的 pretty unhappy 却是当副词用，副词 pretty 修饰形容词 unhappy， 表示非常不开心。pretty 当副词表达非常，可以修饰形容词或者是另一个副词，比如修饰形容词就是说 that restaurant is pretty expensive。那家餐厅非常贵。修饰副词可以说 He runs pretty fast. 所以 pretty 可以当形容词也可以当副词用。
Thanks, Christina. So let's talk about our friends right now. So what's wrong?
What's wrong is a very good question. When we see someone that is not okay, we can ask them this question. What's wrong?Are you okay?
Susie is unhappy because today is tax day.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
And she might not finish her tax form.
That's worse.
We all have to pay taxes when we earn money, and that money goes to pay for the government and things like schools and roads and other things.
Right. But first, you have to fill out a form.A form is a sheet of paper, maybe many sheets of paper. And I think this tax form takes a long time.
Why do you say that?
Well, because Susie needs a lot of time.
But Rob says she still has 12 hours.
She says that she needs 12 days.
Oh, come on. They're not that bad.
And Rob can help.He has a good accountant that will help her.
Hey, that's helpful. And taking breaks are also helpful. Friends, let's take a short one right now. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We're talking about taxes. Marie, can you do your own taxes?
I can do my own taxes, but it's not something I like to do. But actually, these days, it's easier because you can actually do it on the computer.
Yeah, it's actually pretty simple, but it does take time. Well, our friends don't have much of that because they need to turn that form in.Let's find out what happens in Conversation B.
Hi, Linda. Do you have today's schedule?
I'll look for it.
Why do you have so many receipts on your desk?
I'm finishing my income tax form.
Oh, right. Today is April 17th.
I found it.
Great. Thanks.
Oh, wait.This isn't today's schedule.
What is it?
It's a list of my travel expenses.
Taylor and Linda are talking. Taylor asks Linda for today's schedule.
A schedule has all the important information for work. It tells you what's going on and when to do it. That way, you never forget a thing.
And Taylor's question is a very good one to practice, too. Do you have something? For example, do you have the book?
Yes, I have the book. Do you have the groceries?
Yes, I have the groceries. Friends, now it's your turn to practice.
Well, Linda has today's schedule, but she has to look for it. She looks really busy.
Yes, why are there so many receipts on her desk?
Good question. Let's first see what Rebecca has to say about this question.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. If you want to ask why someone has something, you can use this grammar point. For example, why do you have so much food? Or why do you have a lot of boxes? Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So Linda has so many receipts because she is finishing her income tax form.
We talked about a tax form a little bit, but what does this word income mean?
Well, I can see two words we know, in and come. So is it talking about something that is coming in?
Yes, it is. Income is the money you earn. So another reason you can think about this is, or another way you can think about it, is it's the money coming in to you.
That's right. So Linda looks for that schedule, but does she find it?
Look and find. These are great words too. We should look for Christina to explain them. There she is. Hi, Christina. I found her.
Linda 要帮 Taylor 找今天的行程表。她说 I'll look for it. 这里的片语 look for 就是寻找的意思。我们另外学过一个动词叫做 find, find. Find 也有找东西的意思，但是它们还是不太一样。首先 look for 有 look 这个动作，所以强调用眼睛寻找，它强调的是寻找这个动作。但是 find 则表示找到了，所以如果我问你 Did you look for it in my office? 强调你有没有去找，意思就是你有没有到我办公室去找过。 Did you look for it in my office? 但是如果我说 Did you find it in my office?我问的就是你是在我办公室里找到的吗？所以 look for 和 find 其实意思是不一样的哦。
Thanks, Christina. Well, Linda looks for the schedule, but it's hard to find.
I can see why. Forms, schedules, and receipts, these are all paper, paper, and more paper.
Hey, Peter, I found it.
What? Did you find today's schedule?
No, I didn't find that, but I did find today's
calendar phrase.
I found it.
I found it. 我找到了。
I can't find my hat.
I found it.
It was here a few minutes ago.
I found it.
I looked everywhere.
I found it.
Where? I don't see it.
Your hat is on your head.
Oh, that's why I couldn't find it.
I found it.
I found it. 我找到了。
That was a useful calendar phrase. So when you look for something, once you find it, just use that phrase.
So Linda found the schedule, right?
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't. It was more paper. It was a list of travel expenses.
Wow, she is really busy. Poor Linda. Well,I did find something, and it's something we have to review. Yes, it's those key words from today.
Here's our first key word of the day. Unhappy. Unhappy. Bob is unhappy about work.
Tax. Tax. Everyone pays taxes to the government.
Form. Form. Can you fill out this form?
Receipt. Receipt. I don't have a receipt for the gift.
Income. Income. What is your income this month?
List. List. Here is a list of names. Okay, friends, those are the keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Good morning, Susie. Are you okay?
No, Rob. I'm pretty unhappy.
What's wrong?
Today is tax day, and I might not finish my tax form.
You still have 12 hours.
Only 12 hours? I need 12 days.
Don't worry. My accountant is very good. If you have any questions, he'll help you.
Hi, Linda. Do you have today's schedule?
I'll look for it.
Why do you have so many receipts on your desk?
I'm finishing my income tax form.
Oh, right. Today is April 17th.
I found it. Great, thanks. Oh, wait. This isn't today's schedule.
What is it?
It's a list of my travel expenses.
Well, schedules are important, and I have my schedule right up here. Marie, let's take a look at this schedule together, okay?
Okay, well, this is Peter's schedule, and you seem a little busy this week. At 7 o'clock, Peter has to go to work. That's quite early.
Well, yes, but what happens at 8 o'clock?
Well, at 8 o'clock, you have a meeting with me. We have to discuss things about Let's Talk in English.
Okay, and then at 10 o'clock, what happens?
Then at 10 o'clock, you have to meet students. You love this time, right?
Yes, I do. And what do I do at 12 o'clock today?
Well, at 12 o'clock, Peter has to go to lunch. And this week, he will meet his friend Simon for a good lunch.
So what if I have to meet someone at 10 o'clock? Can I do it?
Oh, 10 o'clock, Peter. You're busy at that time. Remember, you have to meet students.
And this is why schedules are great. Well, we hope you enjoyed the practice, but now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat.
Let's see. Add these numbers on line 17B. Where's 17B?
After 17A?
But where's 17A? Oh!
James, are you okay?
No, I'm pretty unhappy.
Why? What's wrong?
Today is tax day. I have to fill out this tax form.
Oh, is it like homework?
Almost. I have to write down a lot of information.
Well, if you have questions, maybe I can help you.
I'm sorry, Ginger. You don't know the answers to these questions.
Oh, then maybe you can ask an accountant.
Ask an accountant. That's a great idea.
Oh. Hey, James, do I have to pay taxes?
No, Ginger. Monkeys don't have to pay taxes yet.
Oh, good.
Let's practice answering some questions together. Here's question number one. Who can help Susie if she has questions? Who can help Susie if she has questions?
The answer is in conversation A. Rob's accountant can help Susie if she has questions. Here's question number two. Do you pay tax? Explain. Do you pay tax? Explain. Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I pay my taxes? Yes, I pay my taxes. Before I became the new weatherman, I did not have to pay my taxes because I did not work yet. Now that I'm the weatherman, I have to pay my taxes. Taxes pay for all sorts of government jobs and services. If we don't pay, then many good people like firefighters or policemen can't get money. That's why paying taxes is so important.
What was that? You asked me a question? Do I pay tax? Well, what country do I belong to? Should I pay tax? If I am a citizen of this country, well, of course I should pay tax. Do I pay tax? I think someone is calling my name. I need to go and give them a super sentence.
Do I pay tax? Of course I do. It is not an option. I must pay every year. Every April, Americans must complete their tax form. April 17th is tax day in America. Filling out the tax form is not always easy. It can be long and confusing. So you know what I do? I hire an accountant. Accountants understand tax forms much more than I do.
Do I pay tax? Well, luckily I don't have to pay tax because I am still an intern at LTE TV station. So I don't have to fill in all the tax forms, have to remember to pay on April 17th every year. But when I start working full-time, I will definitely have to start paying taxes. Whew.
Friends, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.